This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Many African Americans are very concerned about a Trump presidency. A woman came in here last week and told me he's going to have black people up against the wall, both literally and figuratively. Did he allay your concerns that he'll be a president for all people, black and white?
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Martin Luther King III. Speaking at the lobby of Trump Tower after meeting with Mr. Trump this morning on the anniversary of Martin Luther King's birthday today. Of course, this comes on the heels of John Lewis saying that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. All right, now, I want to get into that, but first, I want to play for you the rest of the soundbite because notice Jim Acosta from CNN. He chimes in and asks this question. I want you to listen to this.
Certainly he said that he is going to represent Americans. He said that over and over again. And I think that we will continue to evaluate that. I think that the nation supports. I believe that that's his intent. But I think also we have to consistently engage with pressure, public pressure. It doesn't happen automatically. My father and his team understood that, did that. And I think that Americans are prepared to do that.
So now that's Martin Luther King III, okay? That's the son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Saying that, you know, we've got to all come together. We got to come together. We got to work together. We got to unite Americans and not divide them. And now listen to John Acosta from CNN, okay? Because all he wants to do is divide. Listen.
Let me follow up. Isn't there something that just cuts to your core when you hear the president-elect refer to John Lewis as all talk and no action? I mean, nothing could be further from the truth. Isn't that right? John Lewis is not all talk and no action.
No, absolutely.
John Lewis is a saint.
I would say John Lewis has demonstrated that he's action. As I said, things get said on both sides in the heat of emotion. And at some point, this nation, we've got to move forward. We can't stay on. I mean, people are literally probably dying. We need to be talking about how do we feed people? How do we clothe people? How do we create the best education system? That's what we need to be focused on.
On this day, what would your father's message be to President-elect Trump? What do you think your father's message would be to President-elect Trump?
And this is the final answer I'm going to have because I'm going to reiterate what I just said. I think my father.
See how the media is? See, like, you've got the son of Martin Luther King saying, hey, listen, I just met with Trump, and we need to work together, we need to bring America together. But, you know, the media, they're not having it. Listen.
Be very concerned about the fact that they have 50 or 60 million people living in poverty, and somehow we've got to create the climate for all boats to be lifted. In America, with a multi-trillion-dollar economy, $20 trillion almost, it's insanity that we have poor people in this nation. That's unacceptable. And when we work together, we know we can roll up our sleeves. There's nothing that we as Americans can't do. Thank you very much.
And there you have it. That's Martin Luther King III. But you know, I was watching over the weekend the Sunday talk shows, and you know, it's like every Sunday now, they are so taken aback and so butthurt about the things that Donald Trump says. And here's the danger. Here's the problem. Is every day the media is aghast. They're taken aback by what Donald Trump says or does. And what's happening here is, slowly but surely, I'm going to tell you this, they are slowly becoming the boy that cried wolf. If the media, every single time Donald Trump says something or does something or tweets something, if they are yelling and screaming that it's the end of the world and that they're ready to jump off the cliff and it's the end of civilization as we know it, you know what's happening here? People are going to start tuning them out. Because you know what's happening here? You're becoming the boy that cried wolf. If you cry wolf every day or every week, guess what? You're going to be illegitimate. Forget about Donald Trump and your perceptions of him. You're illegitimate. You're fake news. I love that. By the way, what I love the most about this whole fake news narrative is how the mainstream media tried to say that anything that wasn't mainstream media basically was fake news, right? And this has backfired on them tremendously, because now fake news is you guys. I love how it's been turned around. You guys are the fake news. And I as I was watching the Sunday shows, it occurred to me how, literally, I mean, there was this guy, Jeffrey Goldberg. He's the editor of the Atlantic magazine. And he tried to say discussion on Sunday on Meet the Depressed, and they really are just the most depressing people, that Donald Trump is there's a fear of this authoritarian streak in Donald Trump. And what is that going to do to the rest of the world and how they view us? And what they've done too is they've actually jumped on board with this this legitimacy question. And they love it. Because that's what they've been dying to say. Is that he's not legitimate. Again, you take together the narrative right after the election that, Donald Trump didn't win the popular vote. And the Russians hacked into this thing. And now you've got John Lewis, who comes right out and says, well, he's illegitimate. I mean, why do you think they chose John Lewis to come out and say this? And why do you think it was done the Friday before Martin Luther King birthday weekend? Why? You think that was a coinky-dinky? It just so happened that way? Oh, what a coincidence. John Lewis, the leader of the civil rights movement, comes out and calls Trump illegitimate. Of course, they knew that Donald Trump would fire back, because that's what he does. And they can go, you see? Look, how dare he? It's Martin Luther King's birthday weekend. We'll be right back.
You made my soul burning fire. getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
We'll ask some more. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk to me. By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run down the to the average of C.
Jack Sterminator.
YP, she's a steezer.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Does anyone find it as tragically ironic as I do that the Democrats are now disingenuously crying about the quote-unquote legitimacy of the soon-to-be Trump presidency? I mean, think about it. The Democrats were caught red-handed, cheating during the debates by feeding their candidate questions in advance, by stacking the primary schedule to screw over Bernie Sanders, by spreading misinformation about Russian election hacking, although no such evidence exists, and by taking money from foreign governments through the Clinton Foundation while their candidate held a powerful position at the highest level of the U.S. government. So tell me again how the coming Trump presidency is illegitimate. Please do tell. Now, look, John Lewis is certainly a civil rights hero. I get it. But he's also one of the most partisan members of the Democrat Party, and frequently accuses his political opponents falsely of racism. And he can get away with it because he is known as this civil rights icon. Lewis also uses his iconic statute to deflect criticism when he is called out for these false attacks, exploiting, and I would argue, demeaning the civil rights movement. Here are five of the most recent examples of what has become, for Representative Lewis, a shamefully routine practice. This has been outlined by Joel Pollack over at Breitbart. In 2008, he falsely accused Senator John McCain and Governor Sarah Palin of racism. In fact, Lewis attacked McCain and Palin, then running against then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama for president. He said this: "Senator McCain and Governor Palin are sowing the seeds of hatred and division," he said, going on to suggest that the Republican ticket were creating the climate for racist terrorism. He said, "George Wallace never threw a bomb." By the way, George Wallace was a Democrat, for those that may have not remembered that. "George Wallace never threw a bomb, but he created the climate and the conditions that encouraged vicious attacks against innocent Americans. Four little girls were killed on Sunday morning when a church was bombed in Birmingham, Alabama." Years later, McCain still had not forgiven him. I'll never forgive John Lewis," he told AL.com in 2013. In 2010, he falsely claimed that Tea Party demonstrators said the N-word during an anti-Obamacare rally. Lewis joined several other members of the Congressional Black Caucus in claiming that a crowd of thousands of Tea Party protesters on the steps of Capitol Hill had shouted the N-word at them when they walked through the crowd, apparently in the hope of provoking a reaction. "It surprised me that people are so mean and we can't engage in civil dialogue and debate," Lewis claimed, but he never proved the accusation, and when Andrew Breitbart offered to donate $10,000 and then $100,000 to the United Negro College Fund for any video evidence of the N-word, none surfaced, despite hundreds of cameras present. In 2012, he falsely accused Republicans of wanting to take Americans back to Jim Crow. Lewis gave a speech at the Democrat National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, in which he recalled being beaten by white racists along with fellow freedom riders in 1961. He concluded by implying that Republicans wanted to bring back those days of blood and hatred. "Brothers and sisters, do you want to go back or do you want to keep America moving forward?" In 2016, he falsely compared Donald Trump to George Wallace, Reviving his theme from 2008, Lewis said that Trump reminded him of the governors of the Jim Crow South and the police who let dogs loose on demonstrators. I've been around a while, and Trump reminds me so much of a lot of the things that George Wallace said and did. Sometimes I feel like I am reviving part of my past. I heard so much growing up in the South. I heard it so much during the days of the Civil Rights Movement. As a people, I just think we should do better, he told the Los Angeles Times in an interview. In 2017, he falsely claimed that Trump is illegitimate because of the Russian conspiracy. His latest, now that he's joined the tinfoil hat brigade, Lewis claimed that Trump was a kind of Manchurian candidate put in place by Russia. I don't see the president-elect as a legitimate president. I think there was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others that helped him get elected. Interesting. And here's an update. In 2016, he falsely claimed that Senator Bernie Sanders played no role in the Civil Rights Movement. Lewis, a supporter, of course, of Hillary Clinton, tried to trash Sanders' civil rights creds. I never saw him. I never met him, Lewis said. Proof later emerged of Sanders' arrest in civil rights protests in Chicago in the 1960s. You see, this is par for the course for John Lewis. He's always been a partisan hack, and he's always used race to get his point across. That's what race hustlers do. That's what they do. And John Lewis has been doing this for his whole career. So forgive me your fake, forgive me for questioning your fake outrage, people. Okay? Because that's all it is. It's fake outrage. And I, for one, have had it. And I think that most Americans have had it as well. Because the fact is that we are probably the least racist country in the world. And I stand by that statement. To say that that we're somehow racist and that we're going back to the Jim Crow South and that Donald Trump is illegitimate because of whatever you can come up with. It's just simply outrageous. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, let's see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So, Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize winner for economics, this guy that knows absolutely nothing about economics. I got to tell you, and I've said this before, economists are like weathermen. They're the only people I know that can get it consistently wrong and still have a job. They're like weathermen. Anyway, Paul Krugman writes in an op-ed piece in the New York Times, with all due respect, this is from actually today. He writes an op-ed piece. As a young man, Congressman John Lewis, who represents most of Atlanta, literally put his life on the line in pursuit of justice. As a key civil rights leader, he endured multiple beatings. Most famously, he led the demonstration that came to be known as Bloody Sunday, suffering a fractured skull at the hands of state troopers. Public outrage over that day's violence helped lead to the enactment of the Voting Rights Act. Now Mr. Lewis says that he won't attend the inauguration of Donald Trump, who he regards as an illegitimate president. As you might expect, the statement provoked a hysterical, slanderous reaction from the president-elect, who, of course, got his start in national politics by repeatedly, falsely questioning President Obama's right to hold office. But Mr. Trump, who has never sacrificed anything or taken a risk to help others, seems to have a special animus towards genuine heroes. Maybe he prefers demonstrators who don't get beaten. I love it. I love it. Paul Krugman, by the way, all this is in response to Trump being insulted. So I guess he's not supposed to fight back. One of the things that we know about Donald Trump is that he's always going to fight back. So he goes on to write, but let's not talk about Mr. Trump's ravings. Instead, let's ask with whether Mr. Lewis was right to say what he said. Is it okay, morally and politically, to declare the man about to move into the White House illegitimate? And then he says, yes, it is. In fact, it's an act of patriotism. According to Paul Krugman and the left, is an act of patriotism. It's an act of patriotism to call Donald Trump illegitimate. And here's his reasoning. By any reasonable standard, the 2016 election was deeply tainted. It wasn't just the effects of Russian intervention on Mr. Trump's behalf. Hillary Clinton would almost surely have won if the FBI hadn't conveyed the false impression that it had damaging new information about her just days before the vote. This was grotesque, delegitimizing malfeasance, especially in contrast with the agency's refusal to discuss the Russian connection. Was there even more to it? Did the Trump campaign actively coordinate with a foreign power? Did a cabal within the FBI deliberately slow walk investigations into that possibility? Are the lurid tales about adventures in Moscow true? We don't know. Although Mr. Trump's creepy affinity to Vladimir Putin makes it hard to dismiss these allegations. Even given what we know, however, no previous U.S. president-elect has had less right to the title. So why shouldn't we question his legitimacy? And talking frankly about how Mr. Trump gained power isn't just about truth-telling, it may also help to limit that power. You see, here's the deal. This is exactly what they're trying to do. By delegitimizing Donald Trump as President of the United States, by somehow calling into question the very legitimacy of the election, what it does, it lessens his right to govern. And what it does really, I mean, it sows the seeds of Trump being illegitimate. And all that does is really just play into the hands of if you want to say, and if your argument is that the Russians somehow hacked into the election, fine, let's hold on to that for a minute. If you're saying that, then by saying he's illegitimate, aren't you doing exactly what the Russians want? Because according to, again, these aren't my words, according to John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, those on the left, the Paul Krugmans, the John Lewis's, this is an illegitimate president. So, today is the 16th of January. In 4 days, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. And now we're calling into question his legitimacy? Really? And therein lies the whole deal. It is first you question the legitimacy. First, this is, just so you know, this is like a slow roll here. You first say, he didn't win the popular vote. She won the popular vote. She won more popular votes. Okay. What's the prize for that? I don't think it's the presidency, because we have a very specific deal going on here, right? Okay. What is it that you're saying here? That he doesn't have the right to be inaugurated because he's illegitimate? And what does that call into question? What is the remedy here? Because I've already told you, I think if you listened to the show last week, I talked about how there's an article in The Hill now about how, you know, the only way that we can fix this is if we have another election. Should we have another election? I mean, think about it. This is what they want. They want to delegitimize this president. And that's what this is all about. I mean, if you think it's about anything else, you're sadly mistaken. This is all about, I mean, they've come out and said this. They've come out and said he's illegitimate. Of course, the media falls in line and says, yes, he's illegitimate. You know, I also love how the media has said, well, we cannot normalize this president. What is he, like an alien? Is he a subhuman being? We can't normalize him? Why? And what does that mean? Again, well, by saying we can't normalize this president, again, you're saying that what? He is somehow this an outer world figure. He's not a human being. What are you saying exactly? Again, remember, this began immediately. Immediately. The night Donald Trump won. It's the first thing we heard. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Check me out. It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I've known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off out. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to go back to this piece by Paul Krugman in the New York Times, this op-ed piece that he wrote today. So he argues that it would be one thing if the incoming commander-in-chief showed any hint of humility, of realizing that his duty to the nation requires showing some respect for the strong majority of Americans who voted against him, despite Russian meddling in the FBI's disinformation dump, but he hasn't and he won't. The irony here is so rich, really. Is Paul Krugman or the left showing any respect for the Americans that voted for Donald Trump? Because according to Paul Krugman, Donald Trump should somehow show respect for the Americans who voted against him. Okay. Wasn't that a two-way street here? Shouldn't you, Paul Krugman, respect the outcome of the election and the voters that voted for him? And again, that's why you guys lost. Because you live in a bubble and you talk to each other. Anyway, he goes on to write. Instead, he's lashing out at and threatening anyone and everyone who criticizes him while refusing even to admit that he lost the popular vote. See that? The popular vote. The popular vote. So now, Paul Krugman, you know, we're told is a smart guy. But yet, goes back to this popular vote deal. And he also writes, and he's surrounding himself with people who share his contempt for everything that is best in America. What we're looking at, all too obviously, is an American tachistocracy, ruled by the worst. Actually, that is what we have had for quite a long time in America, a tachistocracy. That is now changing, because now we have Mr. Trump that's going to be president. And we're not going to have rule by the worst anymore. We're going to actually have rule by some of the best. So he goes on to write, what can restrain this rule? Well, Congress still has a lot of power to rein the president in. And it would be nice to imagine that there are enough public-spirited legislators to play that role. In particular, just the Republican senators with conscience could do a lot to protect American values. You know who those three Republican senators are, right? Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Marco Rubio, little Marco. But Congress will be much more likely to stand up to a rogue, would-be authoritarian executive if its members realize that they will face a political price if they act as his enablers. See that? Would-be authoritarian executive. What this means is that Mr. Trump must not be treated with personal deference simply because of the position he has managed to seize. Do you hear this? Do you hear this? He's saying what this means is that Mr. Trump must not be treated with personal deference simply because of the position he has managed to seize. In other words, we must not respect the office of the presidency because Donald Trump now will be the president. So we must do everything in our power to, again, delegitimize this president. He must not be granted the use of the White House as a bully pulpit. He must not be allowed to cloak himself in the majesty of office. Given what we know about this guy's character, it's all too clear that granting him unearned respect will just empower him to behave badly. And reminding people how he got where he is will be an important tool in preventing him from gaining respect he doesn't deserve. Remember, saying that the election was tainted isn't a smear or wild conspiracy theory. It's simply the truth. Really? According to Paul Krugman, he really believes that. Now, anyone questioning Mr. Trump's legitimacy will be accused of being unpatriotic, because that's what people on the right always say about anyone who criticizes a Republican president. Strangely, they don't say this about attacks on Democrat presidents. But patriotism means standing up for your country's values, not pledging personal allegiance to dear leader. Isn't that exactly what these people have done for the last 8 years? No, we shouldn't get into the habit of delegitimizing election results we don't like. Isn't that exactly what they're doing? But this time really is exceptional and needs to be treated that way. So in other words, he goes on to contradict himself in his sentence. No, we shouldn't get in the habit of delegitimizing election results we don't like, but this time is exceptional and needs to be treated that way. So in other words, this is a special case. You know what? We're allowed. So let's be thankful that John Lewis had the courage to speak out. It was the patriotic, heroic thing to do, and America needs that kind of heroism now more than ever. So according to Paul Krugman and the left, they really believe this. They believe that by calling out Donald Trump and saying that he is illegitimate, that in and of itself is a patriotic act. You got it? You got that? That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's what's up. You understand now? What's going on? Yeah. It's just hypocrisy. It is what they do. It doesn't surprise me in the least bit, because this is what they've been doing. This is exactly what they've been doing. This is exactly what this has all led to. This has all led to this time, which is that Donald Trump is illegitimate, and I am sure that we will hear this more and more and more as we get closer to the inauguration. Because this is all they've got left. To say that Donald Trump is illegitimate. To say that his election was tainted. And on and on and on and on and on we go. But it doesn't surprise me. Shouldn't surprise you either. Because this is what they do. This is identity politics. This is the end result of identity politics. That when you don't get what you want, you stamp your feet and you yell racism. Right? You're either racist, you are homophobic, you are xenophobic, you are a nationalist, you are a populist, you are a nativist, and all these things. Because you don't want to accept the results of the election. You don't get a do-over. And you don't get to change the rules afterwards. It doesn't matter that she won the popular vote. You don't get anything for winning the popular vote. It's not a popularity contest. If it was, then that would be those would be the rules. But those aren't the rules. The rules have been firmly established for hundreds of years, literally. But now, because Hillary Clinton didn't win, they're all butthurt. That's what this is all about. It's exactly what this is. So, they can't stand it. All right, let's take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.